Hello? Yes, this is Purgatory. The devil speaking. Who? Amos Crow? Send him down immediately.
Look out here with that pitchfork. You liable to jab that in somebody around here.
Amos Crow?
Yeah, sir.
Be seated.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Devil. You know, you got an awful nice place down here. Of course, I have seen better.
Amos Crow, you act strangely.
Yeah, well, you see, I just died and I ain't used to it yet.
Well, what was the cause of your demise?
Oh, let me see. I froze to death on Earth.
You'll not freeze to death here.
No, I hope not. That's why I brought this fur coat with me. Ain't it pretty, though?
Amos, your record is so bad that I'm afraid the test for you will be useless.
Oh, no, now.
So you might as well go right on down.
Oh, but surely you're going to give the devil his dues around here?
Well, to make the test effective...
Yeah?
I must first weigh your good deeds against your bad ones.
Uh-oh.
I must find out the good things you have done on Earth.
Oh, you mean the good things I've done. Well, they are really too numerous to mention.
Oh, you mention them here, all right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But remember, lies will not serve you here.
Don't I know that?
Or if you lie, I can always tell.
Oh, you mean you can tell if I'm telling the truth or not?
I can.
How?
By the chime of truth.
Uh-oh.
And the buzzer of lies.
Oh. You mean that these tests tell you whether I'm telling the truth or not?
They do.
Oh, behave yourself. How do they tell?
When you speak the truth, the chime tolls melodiously.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lie...
Uh-oh.
The buzzer will sound, and you will go down, down, down.
Oh, never mind. If that buzzer buzz, I'll know where I'm going, all right. But you ain't never gonna hear that buzzer while I'm talking.
I hope.
I have a list before me of your deeds and misdeeds.
Go on, read them.
It says that you were in serious trouble in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I never had no trouble down there.
Weren't you in jail in Atlanta?
I was in jail, but I never had no trouble down there.
Your record states that you were in serious trouble with a man named Alec Johnson.
Oh, no, we just had a little old argument. What would you do, Mr. Devil, if somebody stole your wife?
I would merely cut my wife's acquaintance.
Well, that's all I did, and believe me, I cut him deep.